qualify with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's go ahead and take a call from Rob, listening in Virginia. Hello, Rob.
How are you, gentlemen?
Fine. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I just wanted to relate what it was like. I'm 25 years old, and I was born and raised in New York City. And I went to New York City public school. And while attending public school, I was attending catechism to make my communion and then my confirmation. And the way I was raised was to ask questions and to explore different theories, if you will.
Sure.
And as I'm attending catechism, learning the theories behind creationism, when I personally believe that with creationism and through the evolution of however man may turn out, I believe that we're all going to become BM eaters on the Don and Mike show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate so much what you've tried to share with us.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yes, I don't remember.
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock. Yes, I don't remember.
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Here.
Hey, we're all here.
Well, Joe's not here.
No.
If Joe was here, we'd all be in here right now.
We'd all be in here right now.
We're not all in here right now.
Next time.
Next time, yeah.
We'll be here now.
Maybe next time. Hi. Well, we have the job.
Yes, we do. We have the job. I'm telling everyone. I met a lady in the mall today that was very happy about it.
We have the job.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the latest. I will not bore you with the behind-the-scenes rhetoric.
There's no need, because we'd work ourselves up into a veritable frenzy.
We have a job. We have signed a contract extension with Infinity Broadcasting.
Good.
Yet we have been told, even though we've announced it to you here on the radio.
Right here now in control, gentlemen.
Even though we signed it Friday, and we announced it on Monday, they're not going to put out a press release until tomorrow at the earliest.
At the earliest.
At the earliest tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So why? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of making us look dumb in some circles.
Mm-hmm. But it's a great press release, though.
In insider radio circles.
Yeah, because
it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. Because you know, it's like you go like to the radio and record site, and rumor has it,
mm-hmm,
that you know Don and Mike have signed a contract.
Yeah.
And all kidding aside, most likely it'll be the final contract that we sign. I mean, Mike and I have decided, you know, when this one's done,
we're gonna, you know, well, I'm gonna go into the television repair business, which I which my family owns, that I've wanted to do for a number of years.
And I'm gonna open a skateboard shop.
Uh-huh.
But you know, for all intents and purposes, this is the last contract, and it's something that in the industry we really want to show off a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
And the company is not giving us the opportunity to announce. As a matter of fact, we're being made to look like idiots.
It's like, I have an analogy here, and I hope it works. I'm not sure whether it will work, but it's like when you're on a street and a dad gets his kid this nice car, and the other dad says, Hey, that's a great car. Would you get it for him for his graduation? And the dad says, yeah. I don't want to really talk about it. Because
yeah,
the dad's embarrassed, but I don't.
Yeah.
It's it's different because we're providing a service here.
Yeah.
And frankly, you know, I've now been in the radio business 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, working full-time since I was 14. Mm-hmm. I've been in the business 30 years.
You don't look it.
Finally, we've got a super mega contract.
Yes.
And if nothing else, I'd like my friends in the radio industry to know that I made it and they didn't.
Yes, of course.
And I'm not able to give that opportunity. I mean, what I had envisioned, Mike, was like, you know, when they get those football players and they sign them to contracts, and they're up at the podium and they
with like a logo in the back,
and they hold up the jersey that says, you know, your name here.
Yeah,
they're saying, mm-hmm, we're proud to have signed. You know,
I mean, not only those guys get a hell of a lot of money, but they get that neat press conference
fanfare.
Well, what's happening now is the fact that since we've been the only ones to mention this on the air, and the company has not backed us up.
Now there's controversy.
Well, now there's some thought that we've made this up. that we've made it up.
It was all a dream.
But you know, anyone that listened to Alan Limehorn come in here, would know
I was looking at some Washington Post online thing today,
uh-huh,
where they're writing about that, and someone writes, well, I don't believe it, because why would Don and Mike say that they have a new contract when they still have 9 months left on their contract? And we made it very clear the other day that we've signed an extension,
mm-hmm,
that goes on. So really we'll be here for the period of time starting in September.
Yeah, technically, if you want to get technical about it, it's not a brand new contract.
Although there are
an amendment.
There are parts of the contract that take effect now. We've worked some things out. That's why we're getting this great Johnny Carson vacation that starts on Thursday.
That's part of the deal. We have been working, doing this a long time, and that was one of our issues. Don wanted to spend more time with his family, and I wanted to
Mike, hold on, man.
It's the holidays.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm there for you, man. We'll go to Atlantic City again.
Okay.
Actually, hey.
and spending time with the family during the whole family.
Good.
The entire family under one roof.
Good for you.
Yep.
Glad to hear it. I am, and good luck with that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Good luck with that.
It's great. I'm having a great. I'm taking my kids to see more stuff up in New York, and then they're coming down. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be kids.
I got to get the key from your apartment.
Oh yeah, and does your wife have the key to my mailbox up there?
Yeah,
she's got my mailbox key, right?
Yes, she does.
Wait a minute.
We should probably discuss this off the air.
Yeah.
About how we'll exchange keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff happening. But anyway.
I know what I'll do.
Thanks, Infinity, for making us look like idiots. That's all I want to say is thanks. You know, first, thanks for the great contract.
Of course.
I'm not going to say that we don't deserve it, because we do. We work our asses off. We have the greatest listeners in the world. And frankly, coming in here every day is really a joy and a privilege. But, beyond that, thanks for making us look like schmucks. Thanks for signing us to this gigantic mega deal.
And then acting like you're embarrassed that you did.
And like not telling anybody.
Now some might say we're reading more into that, but you can't help but read more into that when they just don't. Where every day it's a different obstacle as to getting this thing out, and it doesn't make any sense. You would think when you're shelling out, you know, a little money to get a show on the air that's going to stay with you for a while, you might want to let people know about it, but there seems to be embarrassment.
That's the only word that I can use to describe it, Mike, is that they're embarrassed.
Or ambivalence, which is even worse.
Yeah. No, it's embarrassment. It's embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully by this time tomorrow we'll be able to tell you that they've sent out the press release that we already read on the air yesterday. But Infinity, let me just say...
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you, for the contract.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And thanks for making us look like asses. Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, and for delaying so long, letting it be formally announced that there's speculation in the media now, the other media, the evil media, the print media,
that we're making this up.
That pisses me off.
Me too.
God, that is so bad. That is so wrong on so many levels. Jesus Christ. We're making it up.
We're making it up.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, you check us out in 2007 and see if we're still making it up.
Well, you know, if we live that long.
Yeah. So, hello. How are you? How are your lives going? This should be... This should be, don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the happiest time of our professional careers.
There is no question that there was a moment the other day you and I were really, really ecstatic. And, in fact, it carried over into the evening where it was a great night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday, it just went...
Mm-hmm.
It was the only way, I think I said this to you, this was the only way they could have killed our morale is by behaving like this.
Because we do have the job. And, I mean, Mike said that to me today on the way in. We were talking on the car phone, and Mike said, but hey.
We shouldn't be having that discussion.
Mike said, settle down. You know, we have the job.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I know we have the job, but now there's speculation that we've been making this up.
Because there's so little fanfare being made over this move. And you know what? It's you call it ego if you want. I'm fine with that. We want fanfare,
of course.
We want fireworks. We want the press conference. We want TV trucks out here.
Yeah.
They've been afraid.
I got to read in the newspaper that some girl from WKYS gets fired. You know, good for her. I'm glad you got the press. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
We have the job.
Right.
But we can't get scratched because our company won't admit that they've signed us to this deal.
Hmm. And we just don't understand it.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't get it.
It's strange.
It really doesn't make sense. I've been told that it has something to do with the corporate level of this company now, and I've been told not to talk about that, and I'll honor that request. But I don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, we have the job. We have the job.
Yeah, I just thought, I hate thinking on the fly, because when I think on the fly, then I'm going to say stuff I'm not supposed to say.
No, go ahead. I'll delete it if you say something you can't.
No, it makes sense to me. It may be... Maybe the reason we are here at this company, for starters, it's the same reason that we're not making the big deal. I mean, maybe it's all about somebody else.
Oh, you think so?
Maybe.
You think?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I wondered.
I don't know.
But I don't think that exists anymore.
No, I mean, that's why we got hired originally.
Yeah, we got hired originally, but I mean, I think maybe that, you know, who knows? Maybe you know, there's an effort. No, that can't be true.
It's weird.
Too many people in between.
I'm just telling you, it's weird, and it's oogieing us out. It really is. And today, did you get your overnight thing at home?
Well,
I got the overnight thing at home. On Friday, we just signed the fax copies of the contract. And today, I got the hard copies to sign and to overnight back to our agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at it and going, well, now, this is done. This has already been signed.
Mm-hmm.
This is done. Yet, I'm going to some radio internet page where I'm reading, well, there go Don and Mike again, making up stuff on the radio about their contracts.
And because there hasn't been a formal announcement, the website that has all the information about radio doesn't have it on there.
Right.
It just has a little blurb when the leak came out.
Yeah, just a leak.
So it's still like in that rumor stage.
And not white pee.
No.
You know, not a good leak. This is a bad leak. Says Don and Mike may have signed a contract. Don and Mike are saying they've signed a contract.
They say.
It's like everything we've ever done, though. We have to toot our own horn. Or it doesn't get tooted when we sign a contract.
You know, absolutely. I mean, listen.
That's why we lack any kind of grace whatsoever when we get anything.
Do you believe that? I was telling someone last night, and this is strictly an inside the industry thing, but I'm reading about a disc jockey who I know, and Buzz, you know him, Joe Bohannon.
Oh, yes, Joe.
That is the guy that I have known, Christ, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working in Chicago with Buzz and I, and he's doing a morning show now, the morning show that Buzz and I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his partner, they signed a deal, which incidentally is not as lucrative as ours.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the president of the company coming into town, getting on the radio and announcing that they've signed this deal.
Hmm.
They got all the money and all the years in the newspaper.
Right.
And they got a quote from the program director saying, well, I'm not going to have to borrow any money from these guys now. So I'm wondering last night when I'm on the phone with someone from this company, I go, wait, hold on, there's a double standard. I know Howard gets his contract done, and I mean, it's all over the place. You know, Howard's the gold standard, I understand that.
Right.
His contract will be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But even these guys in Chicago,
I didn't even know.
They get all this press coverage, and they get the president of the company coming in, and here we are, been with the company longer, have better ratings, generate more revenue. We're on more than just one radio station.
Yep.
And I know for a fact that even if their money figures were exaggerated in what I read, we're making a hell of a lot more.
It's silly.
And now it's being portrayed as we're making this up.
How bad is that?
Wouldn't you feel that way if you were us? I mean, on one hand, it's
one of the strangest, most awkward feelings I've ever had in my career.
It is strange.
Absolutely great to have this contract and have security and say this will be the last contract, and then, you know, we'll ride off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
But this was supposed to be one shining moment within the industry.
Mm-hmm.
After all the crap that we went through with this particular company, it was going to be the moment where we kind of said, you know,
let bygones be bygones.
But they're behaving exactly like they did when we were going through all the crap.
Yeah, I know.
You know, this is exactly what the kind of S that they pulled.
But it's only us, though.
It's only us.
Now, maybe it's other guys, and other guys just don't bitch about it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I sure do.
And we shouldn't care, but we do.
But, well, the thing is, I do read the trade magazines, and I read the stuff that comes in the radio business. And I can tell you,
it's also good for, at least right here in our home base, it's good to get the word out. I mean, it really is. I've had a couple of people that were unaware and a couple of people that were aware. And I'll tell you, it's fun to talk to the people that were, you know, that became aware of this.
Now, we were instructed not to talk about money, and I'm cool with that. You know, I'm fine with that. Frankly, I don't feel comfortable talking about that. But then they told us, don't even say how many years.
And that doesn't make any sense.
It's just multi-year.
You never hear that.
No, it's not multi-year. It's five.
Right.
It's five, and if we want, we can work two extra after that. That's the deal. That's the deal. I know you want those last two, Mike. I know you do desperately.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where we are.
Yeah, we'll see.
By that time, you know, who knows what shape the liver will be in at that point.
God damn. So anyway, we got the job, and maybe tomorrow we'll have a press release.
And it's bittersweet. It's sweet, too.
Maybe tomorrow the industry will believe us. Right now, as far as I can tell, the only people that really believe we have the job are our families and our listeners.
This is true.
And, you know, as my son was saying to me last night, Dad, aren't those really the only people you care about?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Because, I mean, the rest of the stuff is fleeting. It stays with the family and with the listeners for a long time.
And you know, my son and I have gone through a metamorphosis. You know, for a long time, he was my little guy, my little buddy. Then, for a couple of years there, he became the rebellious, you know, always, like any 13 or 14-year-old, you know,
normal.
Wanted to bust my balls all the time, wanted to do stuff that I don't want him to do. And now, as it turns out, well, now he's swung back the other way a little bit. And, like, on the time, like, when Fruity is still on this cunny cruise, Bart and I find, very truthfully, and don't mention this to Frida, that the household, although she really does all the behind-the-scenes stuff,
mm-hmm.
the household, when she's not there, seems to run much smoothly, much more smoothly. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not a hassle with getting my kid up to get him going to do stuff in the morning. There's not the constant nagging to get him to bring up the trash mm-hmm. and to do stuff like this. Because I just say to him one time, I say, hey, do this or else. And he goes, okay, that's cool. And last night, after he gave me this great bit of insight about, he said, Dad, why are you so worried about what the radio and record says? You know it and your listeners know it. And I went, yeah, let's just watch the game. So we're watching Monday Night Football, and great minds think alike. Here's the dealio. It's in the third quarter, and Ricky Williams is running the ball like crazy. And he's got a play where he runs off the right side and he goes in for a touchdown. And Madden is announcing that Ricky Williams has run through the a-hole. Because as you line it up on the football field, you got the one hole, the two hole, the three, and then you have your
running
a-hole.
Through the a-hole.
And he says, yeah, Ricky Williams just ran it right through the a-hole. And I said to Bart, we're sitting on the couch, I said, did you hear that? Madden just said that Ricky Williams ran it right up the a-hole.
The a-hole.
And we laughed, and then Madden said it again, and it was no sooner than 10 seconds later.
Hello.
The phone rings, and it's this man.
I can't believe Madden just said through the a-hole.
It's this guy. It's Broyhill. He calls me up, and he says, I don't believe Madden just said that. And I said,
the a-hole.
I said, hold on. You're not going to believe this. And I gave the phone to Bart, and I said, tell Bart what you just told me. And Charlie says, that, and Bart says, hey, my dad just said the same thing. So I wonder how many guys across America.
Oh, I'm sure everybody was awake. Because a-hole is really not just for radio people. A-hole has become...
Like 10:20 last night, and John Madden said it more than one time.
Here he goes, right through the a-hole.
Right through the... Ricky Williams goes right through the a-hole.
He flew right through the a-hole.
And, wow. You know, the phone rings right away, and it's Broyhill. And I was able to, you know, that's a good father-son
that's
moment.
That's good stuff when he's running right through the a-hole there. That man, he just... Comes off tackle right through the a-hole.
Right through the a-hole. And Charlie, what did you say to me last night? Charlie said, I wish I taped everything on TV. And I agree with you, Charlie. Why don't you're going to come back and be our full-time producer on January 2nd. Why don't you make that part of your new duty to tape everything on TV?
I'd love to.
Please tape everything.
That means you will require 8 VCRs.
Every channel, every day.
Not 8 VCRs. I'll get a DVD recorder instead.
8 DVD recorders. 8 TiVo units.
Beautiful. All right, Charles.
Okay.
All right, see you later. Anyway, I thought it was... a real funny moment, and funnier even that, you know, Radar O'Reilly there picks up the phone. Did you hear that?
A-hole.
Able to share that with my son.
Oh, man, that's classic.
So anybody,
classic Madden.
What, did I get it wrong? Here we go. J.D.
Hey, actually, the direct quote from Madden last night was, and Williams got right through the a-hole for the score.
Well, same thing.
BFD.
Well, you know, I'm a gay guy. You know, that's what we go for.
All right, okay. Well,
That's funny.
All right, touche.
I'm a gay guy.
Touche.
He couldn't have saved himself any other way.
No. See you later. He's a gay guy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello there. Yeah.
Hey, that's great. Let's try this again. Okay, we say hello. Hello?
Oh, this is one of those guys, he's going to talk when we talk.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Dave from Baltimore.
Yes, Dave.
Just wanted to tell you guys how much I like the show and like to hear more about the contract.
Well, you've heard all you can hear, Dave.
Come on, you got to give us some numbers.
Thank you for your concern, Dave. Hello, Don and Mike show. You see, that's the type of stuff that people should be able to read the newspaper.
Yes,
and then call us and bust our balls about it.
Normally they would.
With all this delightful news, would you like another holiday surprise even as we speak?
Yeah, Robbie.
Okay, let's bring it in then.
Oh, bring it in?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, let's bring it
Wait
in.
Wait a minute, what?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's a surprise.
Rob says he's got a surprise. Bring it in.
Lisa's bringing in...
Bags.
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 And now...
And?
Garbage bags.
Dennis Murphy.
Oh, God.
Your breath is cinnamony fresh today, Dennis.
Thank you.
It works. It works with him as a surprise. Because if we knew he was coming, it wouldn't be this special.
No.
What?
This is good.
What happened, God?
Because it's you, Dennis.
Dennis, I'm very, very surprised.
Happy holidays, Dennis.
Happy holidays, Don. How are you feeling?
Feeling much better. Thank you for your concern.
Is that tape, like, all screwed up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, on purpose?
No. I can leave it that way if you want.
It's all warbly.
Hear it?
I kind of like it like that. Slightly off kilter.
Oh, Dennis, don't do that pelvic thrust, please.
Hey, Dennis, why don't you have a seat in the green room? I'd love to see you in a second. Great surprise, though, seeing Dennis wearing his Santa hat.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a second, though, Dan. Yeah, I know. It's
every time we stop to listen to it, it gets better.
No, there it went. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, did you notice that towards the end of the show, they made him change it to the A-gap?
No, I turned it off. Didn't even notice.
The A gap. That means
yeah, they had
fun.
A big graphic on the screen. The two A's and B's off the guards, and then the B's on the other side. And they said he kept saying it over and over. The A gap. The A gap.
Somebody must have gotten to Madden. All right, thank you.
How many holes are there? I mean, is it A through Z? Because then you could have the P hole.
I always thought it was like the three hole, the one hole, two hole, number two hole.
Two hole.
Listen, I was talking with my brother. I had to kick Dennis out here because I mentioned this yesterday on the show. My brother, hey there in Wisconsin, Jimmy, will have a Christmas message for everyone.
Oh, good.
I've prearranged this time to call him. Now, if we had been on the air just an hour earlier, my brother was prepared to use his cell phone and bring us into the bathroom as he takes his latest drug test.
Hey, that's exciting news.
For brother is a trucker.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets drug tested all the time.
He's got another new job, right? Another new trucking job?
Yeah. Oops, hold on.
Hasn't he effectively by now driven for every commercial trucking company in Wisconsin?
I think he's driving for an independent company.
Oh, very good.
Anyway, he was having another test today.
That's what he's got to be eventually. He's got to do his own thing. He's got to be his own independent long-haul trucker.
And he was talking to him. Hey, dude.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, here he is, everybody, from your America's Dairyland, the heartland.
Yeah.
My brother Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, what's going on?
So I was just telling Mike and everybody that if we had been with you on the air just an hour earlier, we would have been able to hear you take your latest drug test.
Yep.
To get a job.
You study hard for that one?
No.
I got
chosen today for the random.
You got chosen.
Oh, so it was a random.
Yeah. Truck drivers get randomly tested.
And what's that feel like when you get chosen randomly for that?
kind of a letdown.
Oh, God.
You know.
Home for the weekend and relax.
I have tried desperately to have this young man learn from my mistakes.
Follow in your footsteps.
I said to him, I had to learn the hard way.
Clean up the act a little bit.
You got to give up the ganja.
Mm-hmm.
But, what else are you going to do in Wisconsin?
When do you get the results?
I think it'll take about 3 days.
But you know you're screwed, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good.
Why, did you take some of that fix your pee stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No.
Well, Jimmy, outside of that.
What's so funny, man? Got to protect what I have.
This is true.
I understand, but really, like I've told you, it would be so much easier if you just changed your lifestyle. I did, and I have never looked back.
Now, what happens if you're... the night before, you're knocking back a whole bunch of beers, and you might even have like a little in your system when you come walking into work. Does that show up on the test?
Today I had to take the breathalyzer, too. I had to take the alcohol test today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they were testing you for everything.
Yeah, yeah, drugs and alcohol.
Who makes the determination as to who gets picked? Is it somebody?
They say the insurance company does, but that's a farce. You know, it's just I've worked places where I've seen guys that come in and act stupid and all that. They say they get chosen all the time, but you know,
something tells me you're probably one of the names that comes up with some kind of little asterisk next to it.
No. I'm maintained, man. I'm good about that. And when I'm working out there on the road, I don't do nothing.
I know you don't, but listen.
You know, but it just sucks, man, if you want to get on this debate. It just sucks that this stuff stays in your system.
You know, it's
kind of
weird that I would have this discussion and Bob just came down the hallway followed by a policeman. It weirded me out a little bit.
Don't worry, Mike.
It creeped me out.
No one in this room can be arrested.
No, this is true.
Where's Joe, though?
Yeah, where's Joe?
Jimmy, I told you a long time ago, you know all that trouble I got into because I had one joint in my car.
Yeah.
Don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
How many times, really, have I lectured you about that?
Curse you.
Seriously, I lecture my brother.
Yeah, you haven't really lectured, but you know, you
all
just.
All the time, I say, man.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
I almost lost everything just because of weed. You know, just weed.
Just give it up.
Yeah.
Give up the ganja, the weed. You know.
I'm so glad that I never really did that because I had a reaction.
One time.
Yeah, you know, some people, you hear about those people, you don't hear it a lot, but you hear about those people that really react to it and can't handle it and then get all messed up.
That's Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Wow. We were going to Disney World
like 20 years ago, it seems like.
We were going to Disney World, and we were on the car on the way down to the airport, and it was Kathy Culloden, the promotions director, and me and Mike.
And I think it was Kathy or someone, I'm not sure. Someone suggested it would relax me because I am a phobic flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Au contraire, mon frère. I was walking into National Airport and I dropped my suitcase 7 times. You know the kind of little Valpak suitcase, you know, where you carry suits in there?
Right.
They say I dropped it 7 times. I thought that all the cabs that were pulling up in front of National Airport, that in the background somewhere I heard them going, Michael Merrill.
And then,
Michael Barron,
wow. When we finally got up to the gate, Mike said to me, you have to fill out these forms for me.
I'm standing there, and this is back in the day. I think it wasn't Eastern Airlines, was it? It might have been. And I'm filling out the little form,
uh-huh.
And it has name, address, and then underneath it has nombre, and all. And I walk over to Don, and I completely seriously, I look at him, and I go, Don. I don't speak Spanish.
give me the papers.
And he had to fill out the thing, and then wow. I had to like go outside and hyperventilate. And the plane ended up being delayed, so I had time to calm down a little bit. But I was freaked out, and that was it.
Not good.
Never again. And that's a million years ago. Never again did I. It was miserable. I never liked
the best.
It.
That was it. Well, Jimmy, you know,
yeah.
You know me. I count the days since going on 4.5 years. So I've not smoked weed, and things have not been better. You really should give it up.
I don't do it that often now.
But you do it, but you can't do it, dude. You can't do it because they're gonna urine test you.
Yep, I know.
All right. Well, listen, I'm not gonna turn this segment today into a lecture. But
it's almost Christmas.
I only mentioned it because my brother called me on the cell phone about noon today, and he wanted to take the drug test on the air.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what would that be? I mean, it's not like we get the results. All we hear would be the sound of water in a cup.
Now, do they watch you when you're doing it?
You hear the lady say, now wash your hands, get under your nails. Now you can't, there's blue dye in the toilet. You cannot flush or use the water. You know, they go through the whole spiel with you every time.
Lousy woozy. Well, I hope you make it through.
I'm not worried about it.
What do you got planned for Christmas?
Not much, man. Having my daughter that whole weekend and Monday and Tuesday. It's her ma's Christmas day this year, so.
Ah, so
it kind of sucks. But.
So you got that by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that's a drag. You mean every other? You guys have to switch off every other year?
Yeah.
When is hunting time now in Wisconsin? Is it now? Is it now?
Gun season's over with.
So now you can only kill the defenseless animals with your bow and arrows?
I think they got muzzle loader season coming up, bow season is back open.
Hey, Jimmy,
the first of the year.
Jimmy, didn't I hear that they had like in Wisconsin some sort of outbreak of some kind of deer disease?
Chronic wasting disease, I believe it's called.
Right, and they had to like they might need.
That's
you
what
guys.
You have.
They have it. There's cases over by Madison and all that. They've had a buttload of cases of it, but they don't know what's causing it. They don't know how to cure it. They don't know if cooking your meat well done and all that will it'll still be safe for the hunter to eat or not. You know,
Jimmy,
They've been taking at the registration stations. You can give them the head, and they'll test the brain and send you the result.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Can you name the last defenseless animal you killed?
Probably raccoon.
Raccoon. And means of death?
Bow.
And now you don't eat the raccoon.
Sure do.
Wow.
You do?
He's in the freezer.
Wow.
You've eaten raccoon?
Yeah. You wait till you get, enough for a meal.
How many raccoons, Jimmy, how many raccoons does it take to have a meal?
Oh, I can eat two.
We could do. What's the best part of the raccoon?
Probably I like the legs.
That is cracking my ass up. Just picturing him having a nice raccoon dinner.
Jesus.
Heck yeah, man.
Wow, what's it taste like? Chicken?
No, it's got its own taste.
Really?
I am really glad that Frida is on that cruise and she's not hearing this now because, I would get that crap again about having my ashes spread at Lambeau Field.
Right.
Because my brother is really typical, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody, hawker fans.
Yeah, he's got a raccoon in his freezer.
Everybody listening in Green Bay and Madison to us right now, they can all relate to this because that's the lifestyle.
What is the worst tasting animal you've ever eaten?
I went duck hunting a few years back, and I really didn't like the taste of wild duck.
Wild duck, okay.
Yeah, I try cooking it different ways. They say to get the wild taste out of it, let it soak on in water overnight and a whole bit of salt water and all that. I just didn't like it.
Didn't do it.
So I never went back.
That's wild duck.
I had goose one time, and I felt the same way about goose. It was too heavy, too oily. I didn't like it.
Jimmy, what is the latest remote control vehicle you're playing with these days? It was a remote control plane the last time.
No, boats. Those are put up for the year.
Cool.
Those are put up for the year.
Yeah, it's too cold, man. All the ponds and stuff are iced over.
All right. So, what do I get you for Christmas this year? I'm stuck.
I don't know.
A lot of times I just end up sending my brother a gift certificate. I think one year I got a TV. One year, and like last year I got you boots or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me what.
Oh, I don't know. I've been into this telescope a lot lately this year. I got that expensive telescope. But
you're into telescopes.
Other than that, I don't really need nothing else.
You're into telescopes.
Send cash, bro.
Cash.
send
always a great gift.
All right, I'll send cash. And at some point, I guess either today or tomorrow, I'll tell the Aunt Lola story. That's a great Christmas time story.
So a very warm and tender story.
Jimmy, what do you remember, besides my story about Aunt Lola, what do you remember about our Auntie Lola?
She was drunk, man. She was alcoholic. I told you about Jerry and I fight.
No, what?
I thought I told you about that.
You mean Uncle Jerry?
Yeah.
No, this was Lola's husband, Uncle Jerry.
You got in a fight with him?
Yeah. Back in, '82, summer of '82.
What was the fight over?
Well, it was over Lola.
Over Lola?
I was drinking back then, and Lola loved vodka, and I was drinking the vodka gimlets and stuff then, and I stopped over there to see them both, and I guess Jerry was out with a broker. Hammering it too, and he came home and Lola and I were sitting there on the couch drinking vodka gimlets. We were kind of drunk, and Jerry thought I was over here picking up on his old lady.
Oh no!
Yeah, kind of the same story that Don has, but not as intense as his. Hey,
was Lola in her day? Was she a little fetching?
Yeah, in her day
she was sharp.
In her day,
hot pants and real tall boots and stuff.
Wow. She's like in the mini skirts and
she had a nice body.
Yeah, and she had like the twiggy haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In her day, she was hot.
Oh, okay.
In her day, she was very hot. And
that was 30, 40 years ago.
Right. So that's Aunt Lola. And a lot of the reason that I am such a Green Bay Packers fan, of course, who's my Uncle Jack, Jimmy, do you remember the very first? You're probably too young to remember. Do you remember the first time you ever saw Uncle Jack cry?
No, probably not the first time, but I remember occasions of him crying and getting pissed.
It would be when the Packers lost.
Wow.
And, you know,
yeah, even just if Bart Starr did a crappy throw or something, just a bad play, man. You know, he'd yell and scream and swear. You get tears in his eyes.
People don't understand.
It was a nut.
People don't understand why I'm so passionate about Green Bay and about the Packers. This was the environment that I grew up in. When they would lose, my uncle, who I watched the games and would go to the games with, he would cry. I mean, he literally would cry. And the more he would drink,
right,
the more he would get angry, then he would cry, then he would get angry, then he would cry.
You know what's really weird about me?
What?
I'm having no trouble at all understanding this.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, no trouble.
You can't relate to this at all.
I can completely relate to
it. Oh, I know. I'm being facetious.
I mean, it is so easy. I mean, when you're saying this, I'm like, yeah, I totally understand him getting that upset about a sporting event. I mean, if you get that passionate, if you live and breathe it, if you totally identify with a certain sports team, completely, you can understand that happening.
I have two memories of Uncle Jack, two vivid memories of him in football. One is in 1968, the year Lombardi left the Packers, and they didn't make the playoffs that year. And that was the year my Uncle Jack really had me in his arms. I was, I don't know, 10 years old, 11 years old, and really just so much.
Oh, really? Sobbing?
So much that I started crying.
Oh, really?
I'm crying because my Uncle Jack's crying. My mom comes in and she goes, what are you crying about? Packers lost!
Maybe that's taking a little far.
And then the next year, 1969... That's the year he threw the brick through the TV.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, the Packers had won all those Super Bowls.
Was there a Mrs. Uncle Jack?
There was.
Yeah, Norma. She was cool.
Yeah, Norma. She was nice.
She went for cover on game day?
Yeah. No. She was a big knockerbocker.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, she was a big fan, but she'd stay back in the kitchen drinking.
And there was there was always bad blood between Uncle Jerry and Aunt Levita, because Aunt Levita was a Vikings fan there.
Oh, that's very scary.
And she would wear the...
That's the result of your drug test coming in, Jim.
She would wear the...
Oh,
Aunt Levita, would wear the goofy hat with the big spikes coming out of the side.
Oh, that had to be family feuding.
And Jack would say, you're not wearing that in my house. And she would say, I can wear anything I want. He'd say, you only wear green and gold in this house. You get the F out of this house. And they're all drunk all the time.
Were these all split levels?
Yeah. Okay. All of them.
I'm glad. It makes me feel better that they were all on one level.
Yeah. Jimmy, what is your? We're running out of time here. What is your holiday message to America? I know you're very popular on the show. People love when you're on the show, and a lot of people kind of look to you as a sage, a man of a few words, but a lot of was there. Yes. What is your Christmas wish?
420.
Oh no. Oh no.
420.
He did the 420.
Come on, give us the real Christmas wish.
Oh man, stay warm.
Stay
warm.
You don't have anything? Nothing beyond that?
No.
All right, dude. Well,
nothing today. Maybe next week.
I'm afraid 420.
Maybe I'll give you a New Year's resolution to go by next week.
420 has eroded his Christmas wishes.
You got it. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, dude. Have a good one.
You too. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Stay away from the weed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, goodbye. Oh, Bart sends me an instant message here. Hey, Dad, I just got home. Tell Jimmy I said, hey there.
Hey there.
B-E-R-E.
All right.
Hey there. All right, I'll see you later.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jimmy.
Now, does that call take care of your Christmas obligation right there as far as making a call on the holiday? Or?
Oh, no.
You'll make a call on the holiday?
No, well. I always, I always talk to Jimmy on Christmas Eve and make sure we get, we talk on Christmas Day.
And you mean it when you say he's got to straighten up and fly right.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. He's laughing about it. Hey, I got a drug test today.
There are lots of truck companies.
I know. He's gone through an awful lot.
He has indeed.
He's gone through a ton of them. I got my kid here. Sent the instant message. Tell him I said, hey there.
Yeah, hey there. Who doesn't like Jimmy?
Hey there.
Hey there. So I was telling everybody about John Madden last night.
I heard.
heard.
Yeah, pretty great.
Yep.
So what is the, Marty, what is the latest panic situation with the, you know, we're supposed to get an ice storm, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get it.
We've been lowballing this on the show. Cause
we are under winter storm watch.
We are under winter storm watch.
Oh, man, ice storms are, oh, man, they are bad.
All right, bud. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the latest.
All right.
Things, will you handle dinner tonight, please?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, my man.
Okay.
I was telling everybody, you know, we love Mom and we miss Mom, but somehow
not
things...
Not bad when she's gone.
Somehow things just seem to run a little smoother when it's just the boy and I.
Boys in the home.
Just the boys in the hood. All right, I'll see you later.
All right, love
you. All right, don't be like your Uncle Jimmy. All right, I love you.
Okay.
Oh, nice. All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
He's been doing that since he was 5 years old. He loves to cough on the radio. He loves it. You know that?
Yeah.
That's something that brought me back to when he was a little guy. When he do that, like press the receiver up against his mouth and go.
I think he does have a cold now.
Really? Yeah, but I mean, he likes to do that on the radio. He's done that for years.
He does. Clear the lines out and get a call number 100 right now. Phone number 877-365-3636. Listen, our prices are insane. The jackpot for the Secret Sound has just been cut in half.
Oh, no.
$250.
Wow.
Which means that there's going to be a gigantic clue coming your way today. To try to give this prize away before we get out of here.
Interesting.
Okay?
Really good clue?
Yeah. I believe a really good shot.
Well, that cackle from the peanut gallery would indicate it's not going to be a good clue.
Listen, I told you, the guy we guessed yesterday was really close. It was like pubic hair close.
Hmm, really?
And I'm going to just hone it and refine it for you a bit more today.
Very good.
I'm not going to write anything down until I hear your latest clue, but I'm getting my paper ready.
Yeah, write it down, Buzz. Go ahead. Write it down.
All right.
See what Buzz has.
I'll look in the other direction.
Down. Mike,
a few words.
Don't look. Don't look, Mike. Mike, I'm watching you.
I can't see.
I will take you down to China.
Chinatown.
And I'll be watching.
Right, is he holding up his little sign?
It requires a lot of words.
And nobody.
No.
Okay. Negative.
All right.
Negative on that.
Well, I'll wait.
Who was the one to get the guest yesterday? Or do we not recap? What?
Briefcase.
It was not a briefcase. It was a cell phone.
Stapler.
It was a cell phone opening or closing.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama.
The Don and Mike Show. If you squeeze them hard, soy sauce comes out. Don and Mike.
Hello.
Thank you, Donna.
Wow.
Thank you, Donna.
Hello.
Donna basically filled out all of my forms for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody here understand the insurance this company has?
Not a word of it.
Hello.
I get the distinct impression they were trying to sell us something.
Yeah. You know, Mike was filling out these forms today.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's one good thing about Frida is that she filled them all out. Although I will love telling her when she gets back from her cutty cruise that she missed one. That there was.
And you know, what's funny about that is there was no hesitation on your part. You declined. That was funny. That was hysterical. You went right for the I don't accept box.
Right.
Yeah.
Not even a thought process.
No. Well, I figured the insurance around here sucks.
Yeah.
It does.
It's awful. I don't want to pay for something. But by the time I give them the card, you know, it might as well be like a joke card. When you go to the doctor or you go to the dentist, they say, can we see your insurance? And you show them the infinity card. They go, oh.
You want me to accept this?
Not a chance that's covered.
Go down the hallway. Dr. Giggles accepts it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Donna, yes, who just got all of our...
Yes, and I think she does that for me every year.
Information.
Nice. Thank you.
I love the Infinity Insurance. You know, my copay is only $5 less than what my doctor charges.
Really?
Yeah, I can pay 20 for the copay or 25 for the procedures.
Hold on, Rob. We're going to need his theme.
Oh, hey.
Joe's about to speak.
Joe has something to say about insurance.
Something tells me this might have to do with Joe's dental work, but Joe, hold on a moment.
Stand by.
Hold on, Joe. And you know what? You're a tough one for Christmas. I figured you out finally.
I told Lisa some ideas. I'm pretty simple. I like gift certificates.
I didn't go with the gift certificates.
Joe, I'm not gonna have time to get you a Christmas present.
You're just giving him his cash now? Well, here he is, everybody.
Look at him. Look at him. That's why I did that to him. Because I got that reaction. That's pure happiness right there.
It's the Joe Show. Here is Joe Ardinger. Joe, anyway, we're putting you in because...
Insurance. I just wanted to relate that the receptionist that I dealt with, very nice lady, her direct quote was, "Well, it's not the greatest insurance, but I've seen worse."
That's really...
Thank you, Joe.
That sums it up.
Hey, Joe, just to clear my conscience about your Christmas gift that I got you.
Yeah?
You already have all the Stone stuff, right?
I have. You mean albums?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually kind of rebuilding them because they're doing remasters and stuff like that.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, never mind. Yes, I have a very large Stone stuff.
Okay. Cool T-shirt, too. How long you had that?
Just last year. It's a 6
really?
Feet Under.
Okay.
All
right.
It's more the good stuff we don't get.
Did you ever get that one?
I got a 6 Feet Under sweater, I think, from HBO.
You always get Don't we always get the fleece pullovers?
Yeah, because we're fat.
Well, they have those in XL. T-shirts. Don't they?
I don't think so.
Doubly XL.
Thanks.
Be honest.
Hello, Don. It's Mike's show. Hello.
Yeah.
Really?
Calling about the mystery.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. There's some discussion going on here. What's the discussion?
It's a riot, Mike.
No, I'm just kidding. Rob just... I still think of Rob as having lost that weight. So, I mean, I don't think of you as... You had lost it.
I had lost it.
All right, okay. All right, no problem.
So what?
I was saying Dublé and then Rob held up three fingers.
Well, Rob's tall, though, too.
He is bigger, much bigger than we are. It was...
Rob's tall.
3XL. Oh, God.
Listen, you, my friend, what is your name?
My name's Irvin.
Irvin, where are you from?
I'm calling from Fredericksburg area.
Irvin. Oh, no, wrong Irvin, Mike. Not Matt Johnson.
Yeah.
Irvin, let me tell you, you didn't win this prize, but I have to give a mention because we can give this away later.
Yes?
You didn't win a digital camcorder courtesy of The Producers, one of the most hysterical comedies in motion picture history, now available at DVD. You didn't win that. However, you did win The Producers DVD. Courtesy of Best Buy.
Rob loves it.
Plus, you've also won a $50 gift certificate to be used at St. Charles Town Center or any other Simon Mall nationwide. A Simon Mall gift certificate makes a perfect holiday gift. Now, you'll play for $250, and your clue is it definitely has to do with the cell phone.
Right.
It definitely is in the cell phone world.
I've got a pretty good idea about it.
All right. Play the sound right now. I'll give you 15 seconds to noodle it through. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
MCAT.
MCAT, this would be... Oh, okay.
Caller, name this sound.
Something tells me, and listen, I'm not one to complain, that we're going to get another one of the many original vocal stylings of Mixmaster Mike.
Love him.
There's the click sound for you.
Again. I'm really nice. I don't have life. I like to drive on snow and ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great tune.
Thank you.
For $250, what is that sound?
Is it either the opening and closing or...
No.
Pick one.
No. You can only pick one.
Isn't it the same thing, though?
No.
Opening and closing?
No. You got to pick one.
What sound?
Of whatever it is, if you're going to say opening or closing.
Or closing.
Or closing, as you said. You have to just pick one.
Opening.
Opening what?
A cell phone.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
But I'll tell you this, it's not the other one either. It's not opening or closing
good
a cell
clue.
Phone. So there's another clue for you.
There it is.
Thank you. Hold on a second, my friend. Every guest is a clue for you. What?
I'm daft. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know where you're going with this secret sound. I feel completely left out.
I'll let you know about that. By tomorrow, we'll have a winner. You just got it, Buzz, didn't you?
So, yeah.
Buzz, hold on.
Yeah.
Don't even write it down.
I know how you got it. Yeah, yeah.
I know how you got it.
Got it.
Buzz has it. Hi, Mike.
You know what? I really didn't pay attention during that.
You should have.
I was like looking at this apple stain that I have on my newspaper, and I got totally fixated on it.
You should have. Welcome to the club, Buzz.
Thank you.
Okay. Before Dennis. Yes, God, before Dennis.
That's what I say every day.
The Sopranos. Well, hold on. I just got an instant message from my wife. On the Cuddy Cruise, it says, "Hi, my baby. Can't wait to see you." Then it says, "Signed off at 4 o'clock, 0025 p.m.
She's with Isaac right now.
So there she is, yeah. She's,
No mention of a virus?
No mention of a virus.
The Norwalk virus?
The Sopranos. The Sopranos. They were on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we were so jam-packed we didn't get to give you our recaps. And I do believe that...
Don?
Yeah.
I'd like to go first this time.
Understood. You have 60 seconds on the clock, and here you go.
What a surprise it was to me, The Sopranos by Mike, when I found out that the Sopranos theme, in fact, the entire cornerstone of their final episode, would center around marital discord. I was very, very surprised, and I was also very, very pleased at the way they handled that. I thought it was very believable because Tony has that line that he draws that he doesn't go after Carm, you know, and at one point he punched the wall. And I thought the way they handled that whole thing was a little bit believable. And The Sopranos was fine right up until the very last scene when I was crushingly disappointed that you just had the Stugatz sitting out in the harbor playing Dean Martin trying to drive that guy to let Tony get out of the contract for the house. And then it just ended. It seems to me a far too non-dramatic ending to a season that we waited years for, and I was crushingly disappointed. That one moment ruined the season of The Sopranos for me. The fact that that guy who just came in... I'm going over my time, aren't I?
All right.
The guy who just came into the plot at the last second, all of a sudden is sitting on his deck and shutting a door, and they fade to black. I couldn't believe it. I thought we would have something much more dramatic to end The Sopranos with, but it didn't happen.
Okay.
That's it. Sorry.
Here we go.
Okay.
The Sopranos by Donnie. Well, I've told you folks all along, and you've been screaming for the violence. This show has evolved from a mobster show into being a dramedy. It is a soap opera. It is Dynasty with better writing and better acting and better directing. Which is why I was not disappointed with the final episode. I didn't need to have anybody whacked at the very end. I was happy with the Carm and Tony thing. Hey, incidentally, can they make Carm look any worse?
Oh, my God.
Than she looked? I mean, I've seen her fixed up, but boy, does she look bad when she was all hagged out crying. And Meadow, hello, push-up bra. When you're sitting in the kitchen there with that little nightie crying to Carm, everybody just has to realize what this show is. It's not a shoot 'em up. It's not Goodfellas. It's a soap opera. It's always been a soap opera. It always will be. That's why I wasn't disappointed.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's a friggin' soap opera. And now we're going to get... I'm going to take a little extra time, too. Now we're going to get to see Tony being a single guy. We're going to see Carm and doing the stuff that she does in her own single life. And
the only one mafia thing at the end of the season, though, and I ask you this. Johnny Sack, the look he gave Tony as he drove away. Tony now has a new mortal enemy.
I will bet you. Well, you can forget paying this bet off because it's a
prayer. How many years is it going to be before we do
years.
It? Right.
That's going to be a plot line that's going to be forgotten.
You think it's going to go away?
It's just going to be forgotten.
They do that.
I mean, think of how many things they do on The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one reason that I wrote, seriously, one reason I have here on my go-to sheet, and I pulled out the women that we haven't rated.
Ah.
I realize we do the same thing. I really try to make sure that we follow up on stuff that we say we're going to do. But The Sopranos, if I have a complaint about it at all, it's the fact that there's so many stories that are left unresolved.
Right.
So many times that things happen, and then they never get resolved.
You know, I'd make the bet with you, but Johnny Sack is certainly a plot line because he works for the other family that could go away. I mean, you could make him evaporate, you know, but if they wanted to make the mafia stuff, but of course they've gone away with so many of those type of plot lines.
It's not a mafia show.
Not really.
It's a dramedy.
It should be a mafia show.
It should be Goodfellas.
By the way, I think they will be back in September, so it won't be as long a wait this time.
Really, this coming September?
I believe so, yeah.
That's good. Anyway, overall, I'd say that this was probably, wouldn't you agree, the most boring season of The Sopranos?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of things. A lot of people were left unsatisfied.
However,
I thought it kind of stunk.
Even having said that, it still is a great show.
It's better than 90% of what's on out in television land.
But I have to say, it's not as good as 24.
Not nearly as good.
That I find myself, when I'm thinking about, or setting up the TiVo, or thinking about how sad this is in my life, that I actually sometimes think, is there anything good on TV tonight? I mean, like, when I'm reading the paper in the morning, I look at the TV listings, and I think, is there anything good on it? I went, 24. Yeah, 24, baby.
24 is strong.
And I found that when I was watching football on Sunday, I don't want to see the coming attractions for 24.
Right, exactly.
I want to be surprised by what happens, because 24 consistently surprises you all the friggin' time.
24, maybe it's the format. I don't know, because I was late to the party and I joined the show this season, but it just seems to me that the concept itself accounts for the intense drama in that show, because you are almost getting a feeling with every episode that you are fighting against the clock.
Right? It's just one day. It's a great concept, great show, 24. So anyway, Sopranos, see you in September. Whatever.
And, Carm, take care of yourself.
She looks so bad.
Take care of yourself in the off season.
She looks so bad. I mean, and she's not a beauty queen anyway, but my God.
She had her days at one point where she, and then, you know.
She got the fish ass, and then, when she got the no sleep eyes, and she got the Joker makeup running down the face.
They didn't have to do a lot of work on her. But you know what? They would say she's a great actress, that she shows herself like that.
Yeah, she was. Good. Good for her. Good for her. Yes, poor Tony. Poor Tony. Are you ever going to move those chairs? Are you ever going to move those chairs, Tony?
Theater chairs.
Yeah.
Theater chairs. His own theater.
I don't feel sorry for him.
What was he, was he just eating salsa out of the jar?
You know, I was trying to see. It was Guiltless Gourmet.
Guiltless Gourmet and salsa.
Was it salsa?
Yeah.
He's just eating salsa with a spoon.
Yeah. I'm looking disappointed.
It was like what he could find, but he didn't have to go in.
What I had.
Because remember, it was the end when she wouldn't let him in the refrigerator.
That was great.
That was funny.
All right. Goodbye, Sopranos. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
I want to tell you that you should start covering the show 24 like you do The Sopranos.
You know, 24 is certainly worthy of a review, every Wednesday.
I think every week, though, it'd be a rave. I think every week it would be great. An absolute rave.
It'd be tough to find fault with.
I don't have too many complaints with 24.
But I'm sure if we did the analysis on it, that there would be, if we really scrutinized it and we had to talk about it, there would be moments that we liked and moments that we didn't like.
I know what Robbie's complaint with that show is.
Oh, no. All
the
right.
The president.
Thanks, Buzz. Thanks for saying it before anybody had a chance to make it worse.
Don, here's what you need to understand. That show is make-believe.
Stop it.
You kill me, Rob. You kill me. You absolutely do.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Are you doing a review of Sopranos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always let a listener do a review. What's your name, my friend?
Rick.
Where are you from, Rick?
Sacramento.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Open arms Sacramento.
Oh, Jesus.
Open arms to you.
Closed arms of Seattle. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here you go. What's your name?
Rick.
The Sopranos by Rick. Go ahead, Rick.
The Sopranos by Rick. It's been another year where the series just sucks. It is nothing more than a 90210 with cussing. There was one good episode this year with Ralphie being cut up, but the rest of it has just been a little bit of a soap opera drama. Typical with the show, they start stories that lead almost nowhere, and they cut them off and end them very easily, like the court case of Junior went absolutely nowhere. They spend many shows talking about the court case and getting you all worked up over it, and then it's hung jury and the story's over. Just typical of that of the season. I want to talk about 24, though, because there are some major problems with that show.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How long have you been gay?
Never been gay.
Really, you're not gay?
I've been married a couple times. Why?
Well, you know what happens when you're married a couple of times. You go gay.
No, it's no, well, maybe the third one. Why do you say that?
Well, you just sound... You just have that Craig Wilson sound to you.
You know, I am curious.
It's the telephone.
I am curious, what is the problem you have with 24?
Mm. Anything that's got the daughter in it. I normally TiVo the show, and I just fast-forward through it.
You don't like...
What do you mean, the daughter? Wait, you are gay.
Do you mean the girl with the giant boobs?
Yeah, she's hot, but she's a terrible actress.
Oh, my God, no. You couldn't be more wrong.
You are a faggot.
Sucker
you than me.
Is then he sucks. The acting.
Oh, the president
terrible.
Is the guy that plays the president. Fantastic.
God, you're a buffoon.
Does he seem presidential at all?
Absolutely.
Yes.
No. Yes.
He's always walking around asking other people for their opinion.
Oh, my God, you're an idiot. Oh, you're so dumb. You are
That's
so,
a bad show.
So dumb.
Yes, wrong.
You are
it's
such a bad
idea.
You know what a good idea is? Hanging up on you.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You know how good the daughter is as an actress? It's like when she gets done with her scenes, I forget sometimes, and then you see her run down the street and you realize what a piece of ass she is, because I think she's so good at creating the urgency with that kid that she's trying to get out of the hospital.
That's the word that best describes 24 is the urgency.
Absolutely.
Right? That,
even the way they go to commercial.
When they go to commercial, yes!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they go to commercial, you know, oh. S-H-I.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I wish the commercials weren't on.
Yeah. And when you see 58, 59, you go, oh.
Yeah.
Drag.
Right. Yeah. What a letdown. Okay. Hold on. 24? Is it a 24 call? Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
I just heard on the one of those entertainment news things the other day, you know, those entertainment, whatever you call it, scuttlebutt. That's it.
Welcome to Entertainment Scuttlebutt. I'm Mary Hart.
It's Entertainment Scuttlebutt, one of those entertainment things.
All right. Anyway, 24 is going to have to go on a hiatus for a while because Kiefer Sutherland, they said that he injured himself, but rumor has it that he went off the wagon for a while.
Well, I've read that in the tabloids that he's drinking, but I don't think they're going to have to go on hiatus.
I don't know. This guy heard it on Entertainment Scuttlebutt and whatnot.
Yeah. The entertainment thing.
And what for?
What entertainment thingamajig did you hear it on?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was.
I mean, you're saying that how can we believe that it's going to go on hiatus?
Na-na-na-na-na-na. Goodbye.
Wasn't it that guy Pat thing?
Well, actually, if I tell you where I came from, you're going to get pissed off, probably. It was, I think I heard it on Jack Diamond.
Well, you sound like the type of person that listens to Jack Diamond.
There you go.
Well, you're not on in the morning, so I have to listen to somebody.
Well, I mean, you could make a better choice.
Really? I mean, come on. What, you don't like Howard?
No, I occasionally listen to Howard.
Well, listen to Howard.
Why would you listen to Jack Diamond instead of listening to Howard, really?
Well,
I mean, unless you're listening to Jack Diamond to goof on him. Seriously.
Well,
I mean, like, if you listen to him, you're a fan.
You like that music that they play once in a while.
Your wife likes. Listen, I'm pussy whipped, too, but my wife hates Jack Diamond, okay? I mean, I'm pussy with two of them. My wife controls the radio in the car.
I would say before you do that, listen to the Christmas music before you listen to Jack Diamond.
Jesus Christ. Listen to NPR. Try Murphy and Cash.
Well, sometimes I listen
this to... This is all things considered.
The classic rock station's good in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right.
I heard that rumor that they was going to...
Good, yeah, from Jack Diamond.
Besides, a man can drink and work.
Thank you, Buzz. Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
An early Christmas present from Buzz to Mike.
I hope he
Thank
does, too.
You.
I love the show.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Jesus Christ.
Dumbass.
Fag! Idiot. Faggot.
Happy holidays!
Really, you spell it F-A-G-G-I-T. Faggot.
Faggot.
Not fagot. Faggot. You faggot.
Oh, my God.
Dennis is still here. I just remembered. All right, bring him in. Let's get... I guess these are the Christmas gifts from...
2 years.
From 2 years ago.
No, last year.
Last year.
Well, yeah, 2 years. Because you got this Christmas and
both
last
including
Christmas.
This Christmas.
Yeah, but I believe you told him that if he did good with these gifts, pardon me, that it would be all square. Here he is.
So if we did, so last year's, he's giving us last year's Christmas gifts.
And if they're good, we'll waive this year and we'll start square fresh from next.
Okay.
That.
Major effing star.
I didn't remember.
Did you tell him that?
I don't remember.
I didn't tell him.
Major effing star. He's no faggot. Here is Dennis Murphy.
Hi, Don. Mike, how you doing?
I can't imagine you being that gracious and generous to Dennis.
And it's not like me to make it up. What I recall,
no, you would make it up. No.
What I recall hearing is that this is his chance to make it all right.
I hope to make it up right now for you all.
Dennis, before...
Happy holidays, Dennis.
Happy holidays, my God.
Well, no hugging, Dennis. Before, Dennis, before you give us the gifts, may we please hear a rendition of one of your hit songs from your Christmas album.
May I make a request?
Yeah.
I'd like to request a live version of the Dreidel song.
Well, let's start with that one, please.
I don't know the Dreidel.
All right, never did.
Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel.
Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. I'm never out of clay.
Dry and ready.
Huh?
And when it's dry and ready.
Well, I'm dry and ready.
Well, it won't be hard. Forget it.
All right, what is the Christmas song you'd like to perform, Dennis?
Go get the White Christmas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our Christmas gift to you, Dennis Murphy.
I'm going of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I love.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
May your days be... I think I screwed up, didn't I?
That's all right. That's okay.
That's unusual.
Wrap it up here.
May your days be merry.
And bright.
And may all your Christmases be white.
Thank you, Jack.
Have you lost weight, Dennis?
Perfect.
I bought a scale last night. A digital scale.
Okay.
Right now, it's 255. And hopefully, I will go
down.
Right.
All good. Right, Dennis, let's get to it. We give to you, and you rarely give to us. What are the gifts?
Oh, can I have Joe, please?
Joe.
Dennis has
Joe
a gift.
Joe Arden.
Joe Arden is here. Here we go. It's kind of the Christmas tradition on the show. For so many years, we've done so much for Dennis.
You have.
And he's done so little for us.
Merry Christmas. How you doing?
What did he get you, Joe? It's a sandwich toaster. Wow.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's pretty. Joe's happy with that. That's
pretty cool.
He didn't wrap it, though. That's
no, he never wraps his gift.
I'm not big on wrapping myself.
He only has one hand.
All right. Oh, no. I'm not going to wrap them before.
All right, good start.
Okay.
Good start.
A hug.
Okay.
Here's a hug with Dennis and Joe.
Can I have Lisa, please?
Lisa! Lisa Herndon! Wonderful.
Lisa! Hi! Merry
Christmas. I'm first.
There's Dennis making some white tea right now in his pants when he hugs Lisa.
You can do that. You like that?
What is it, Lisa?
Oh, yeah, a luxury foot massager.
Oh, wow.
You can relax with tired feet. I would say that is an A.
Electronic.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Another hug.
I thought he was going to slip you the half tongue there for a second.
I will.
Way to go, boy. At least he's very, very pleased.
Buzz.
He always knows the right order to go in, too.
Come on, Mike. You're his favorite, though. You know that. He's
given me great gifts over the years.
Okay.
Yes. Only one that I've ever had to return.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
What is it? What is it, a sweater, Buzz?
Let's open it. It's a Hawaiian shirt.
Hey, that's a nice one.
Nice Hawaiian shirt.
How about that?
That's just small. Very nice. Dennis, what size did you get?
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Is it petite? Is it boy size?
Is it an XP?
Extra petite.
Okay, Rob, can I have you over here, please?
Rob. That was Rob, everyone.
Rob A. now.
Rob. That was quite a sigh right there.
Dennis, I'll just shake because I've got a cold. Otherwise,
you'd be in the...
you on the cheek.
No, I'd prefer
You'd be in the spirit more if that press release had been sent out.
No, I don't think I would. I mean, I'm in the spirit of everything.
Oh, it's very nice.
It's luggage.
What is it, Rob?
It's like a carry-on bag.
It's a carry-on bag.
Hey, a carry-on bag.
Great bag. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
It's a carry-on bag. Buzz, how does that fit?
It's perfect. That's great. Extra room.
just to keep you guys happy.
There you go.
Isn't that great? That's perfect. Okay, thank you, Dennis.
Gone?
Yes. Told you you're his favorite, Mike. And I gladly accept number two ranking.
You like that.
All right, Dan.
What do you get there?
You like that?
Give it a shot.
Go on.
Yeah. Oh,
you have it?
That.
Yep. You have it? You have that one?
I do not, Dennis.
Hey.
That's very nice.
That is nice.
NFL 49ers.
San Francisco 49ers pullover. Thank you, Dennis.
Very nice.
Thank you. Very nice.
And last but not least.
Okay, I'm ready.
Thank you, Dennis. Here you go. Now the gift from Mike.
All right, let me see what I got.
A Christmas present.
All right. Yeah.
Because you know you're his favorite, Mike.
All right, and I always like to, I never spare Dennis's feelings.
Big, whatever.
As much as we all got great gifts, I know Mike will get the greatness from Dennis.
Right.
And it is?
What
is it?
It's a
carry-on bag like Rob got?
No, it's $10 more.
Oh, really?
$10 more. That's the spirit.
You're the man, Dennis.
$10
Thank
more.
You, buddy.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, this is great. I love this.
Huh?
This is great. I need one of these. Fantastic.
Clark, you're going to learn a signal.
Absolutely, yes. Dennis, you did not disappoint.
You did very nice, Dennis. We all like our
very, very thrilled. Thank you, Dennis Murphy.
Thank you. Nice. Now, when do we get the gifts for this year?
Oh, God.
Dennis, I'm kidding you, of course.
But right now, I'm still in between jobs.
Oh, that's good.
Don't feel bad. Look at all the places we've sent this guy.
Yeah.
You sent me.
Of course, if he's in between jobs, that means he'd be available.
I'm available to do whatever.
Handyman.
Hey,
although he only has one hand.
Right. Hey, Mike, if you need anything done, I'll be your left-hand man.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
You don't have a right hand, Dennis.
Okay, left-hand man.
Dennis, you can be my left-hand man anytime.
Dennis, is your Christmas CD available for sale this year?
Can I plug that, please?
Go ahead.
Okay. If you want... Hey, look, do you have it or not?
Let me look.
Okay.
Let me just say, Dennis, let me sell this for you a little bit. Okay. For those of you that might have thought about doing some good this Christmas, but you really didn't want to leave the house, like you were thinking about maybe going down and volunteering in a soup kitchen somewhere.
Yeah.
What you might want to do is, contribute to Dennis's fund by buying his CD. Now go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah. And you can buy it by going to DennisMurphy.com.
Still autograph them?
I'll automatically autograph them.
Do you have it?
Huh? What?
Yeah. Hold on, here we go.
You have a sample.
Okay.
Dennis, shut up.
Why are you babbling? What are you squawking about over there?
I'm playing your song. Let me restart it now.
Why were you talking?
Okay.
Shh. Here's your song, Dennis.
Does the false start?
What's the one?
This is the one where he starts it too early, and they kept it on the CD. That to me is worth the price.
DennisMurphy.com. I'm gonna play this on Wash FM or on Sunny 104, whatever the station is.
Silent night.
You just started and stopped.
Wow. And then they kept it. You have no need to do another take.
No.
Number 8. Have I ever played this one? Merry Effing Christmas?
You might have. Yeah, you have.
From Dennis Murphy's Christmas album.
A man who walked into the recording studio with no preparation whatsoever.
I forgot how lush the instrumentals are, though.
Yes, it's beautiful.
I just felt a Merry Effing Christmas.
Let your heart be mine.
Did you have lyrics in front of you when you did
that?
Yeah,
good. And I...
You still managed to screw it up?
Yeah. I couldn't clap this before.
No. That would have required effort.
Have yourself a Merry Effing Christmas. Make a Yuletide day. Long now I'll travel to be miles away.
Many ways you can use this CD, too. I like the idea of bringing you to a friend's home. Christmas party.
Wow.
Like really bringing it to somebody who's never heard of Dennis and then just putting it on.
Popping it on.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Happy holidays, everybody. How about some jingle bells?
Who's ready for dinner right now? Let's put on the Christmas CD and just start carving the turkey.
Great turkey, Mom.
This is great. Hey, this is nice.
Cartoon screw got smoke.
Kids are crying.
Bells are all calling, making spirits flash. What fun is...
I tell you, got miles and miles on her. But in my mind, she's made a comeback with her phone commercials. She replaced whoever it was that did the ads for Sprint or whatever. I don't know.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, that's right. At number five. And I love the new commercial where she's in the bowling alley where her hair is permed.
Mm-hmm.
Man, just a perfect rack, perfect ass, perfect legs, beautiful face, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah.
She's my fifth hottest woman of 2002. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good try.
And she'd be higher ranked if she wasn't married to that Phoebe. Mike, number five.
Number five will be the last unknown, really not unknown, but somebody who's new on my list, and it's somebody that that I felt strongly about that you're going to see a lot more of. She's the youngest, I think probably the youngest one on my list, and I think she is going to be doing bigger and better things. She's been in the Star Wars movie, and I think she is just, she's got that innocent sex thing happening. She is very, very sexy, and I am talking about Miss Natalie Portman. I share this lust of Natalie Portman with, of course, Jack Osborne.
We part company there.
I know we do. I know. I think she's a hottie. I think she really is.
I wouldn't F her with your D.
There has to be one. You know, it's the same thing I think that I used to feel about the Helen Hunt when she would be on your list.
You're number four.
My number four is, we're bunching up a little bit here, but man... You could not be more accurate about her making a comeback, and the commercials have done it for me, too. I mean, I first saw this movie, I think it was Zorro, when I said, who is that babe that is playing the love interest? Yeah. This woman, when you really get a good close-up look at her face, is perfect. She is gorgeous.
You could F her face.
She's amazing. I mean, and now she just looks like she's spent, you know, the last year in a gym somewhere. Catherine Zeta-Jones comes in at number four on my list.
My number four, she's possibly the youngest girl to make my list. And she's a newcomer. She wasn't on the list last year. And it was only the recent photos that I've seen of her that made me stop and think, really? If we are judging these women, and I'm giving you my opinion on the hottest pieces of ass of 2002, two of the biggest reasons that I watched the show 24, Alicia Cuthbert, number four, my fourth hottest woman.
I'm really glad you went with
that. For 2002.
She deserves to be on the list. Number She's on four. Both lists. That's right.
Number three.
Who's your number three?
Now, you're not going to like this, but too bad. I mentioned to the caller, I love her dimples. And Mike, it's not the Spider-Man thing, because I'm not voting for Tobey Maguire.
I'm not gonna give you a hard time about that.
But I'm telling you that Kirsten Dunst has a beautiful face. Yeah, the Spider-Man thing works for me, because she looks good as a redhead. But that scene with her jugs, and if you check out some of her other movies,
right,
she's really super deluxe hot. Number three for me, Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten,
let me just say this. I'm slinging a web right now in my pants for you. If you were here, I would shoot my web all over you. My Spider-Man web. Mike, you're number three.
Number three, every list has to have a real naughty girl, a bad girl. And I think that the reason that this lady's been on my list time and time again is because she is the definitive party naughty girl. And not really nasty as much as naughty, but she is beautiful. And I was in a store the other day and saw her calendar, and man, she is strong, still strong. At number three, please welcome Brooke Burke.
There she is. That's a Mike favorite.
Absolutely.
I don't share the love. I'm not saying she's not beautiful.
I like Brooke Burke. I do. And that leads me to number two, which this is nobody can argue with this woman. One of the most beautiful women in the world. And the only real legitimate woman in her profession that is on my list. And I think she was number one at one point. I have to give her number two. She has slipped to number two with 2002. Let's welcome Heidi Klum, supermodel. She's the only supermodel on my list, but she deserves to be there. And I saw a photo spread where they had her in different looks from all the different movie eras. And, man, there wasn't one that she didn't pull off. She's got a great face.
I go non-supermodel on my list. My number two, when you mentioned country music.
Yes.
I would say that she puts the...
Gotcha.
In... My number two has made a comeback with her new video. I mean, who cares if her songs all sound the same? She's one great piece of ass. Would I love to be Muff or Mutt or whatever?
John.
Well, what's his name?
Robert John,
whatever, the producer or her husband. Of course, I'm talking about country legend Shania Twain.
Yes, Twain.
My number two woman.
Yeah.
And that brings us to... the hottest woman of 2002. Now, before you start barraging us with calls telling us that we're wrong, keep in mind these are our opinions.
Absolutely, and we have similarities, we have differences, but these are opinions, and you know, they're just like what we say they're just like.
Okay, so as we count them up now, up to my number one, number nine, J-Lo, number eight, Elizabeth Hurley. I don't have a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, Ashley Judd. Six, Halle Berry. Five, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Four, Alicia Cuthbert. Three, Kirsten Dunst. Two, Shania Twain. And I've got to tell you that this is simply me, year after year after year. I'm telling you, this girl performs for me. Every day I look at a semi-nude picture of her for inspiration as we do this show. My number one choice, again, Jennifer Aniston.
There she is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, she's beautiful.
Some man.
Even with the BPF, the Brad Pitt factor.
Brad Pitt factor.
And Mike, there's no doubting the fact that every day as we do the show...
you look at that photo.
I look at this dog-eared picture of a semi-nude Jennifer Aniston.
She's one of your favorites.
And when I look at all of the women on this list and I think, which one would I love to have sex with the most...
Mm-hmm.
It's Jennifer Aniston every time.
That's it.
I want to fitty tuck her so bad. It's incredible. This tired old horse has been ridden for 10 years around the track called Friends.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Jennifer, congratulations, honey. Me so thirsty. Me want a glass of milk. Mommy.
And there.
Me love you. Jennifer Aniston, my hottest woman.
Later, she's beautiful.
2002.
Miss America.
Man, I got tears in my eyes. What a tribute. She should be so thrilled.
As far as my list of crazy, kooky, copyrighted feature.
May not be reproduced.
And now, Mike, your hottest woman of the year.
Oh, this was hard. I mean, it was really hard. It was difficult. You know, I agonized over the order. I had a pretty good idea of who my top 10 were going to be, but I really wanted to think carefully about the order and where I would put my number one. And I'll tell you right now, well, hold on a second.
Oh,
I want to go through my top 10 again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Alicia Cuthbert at number 10, Charlize Theron at number 9, Alyssa Milano at number 8, Faith Hill at number 7, at 6, Beyonce Knowles, at 5, Natalie Portman, number 4, Catherine Zeta-Jones, number 3, Brooke Burke, number 2, Heidi Klum, and at number 1, I based it on the same way you did, on who would you do. And the woman that I, every time I see her, I want to do her. And that woman is Halle Berry. Consistently. At every Rob, I'm very sorry. At every single award show, she always looks put together. We've seen her naked. We've seen her partially naked. We've seen her always. I mean, the woman never looks bad. Never doesn't look put together unless she's, like, acting and trying to look bad. And even then, she looks good. I think she has got pure sexuality. I'm crazy about Halle Berry. And she is my number one right there.
Excellent.
There they are.
Your Highness, look at them. Look at all the beautiful girls. Girls, do us a favor, all of us now.
Make me feel good. Take your tops off, girls.
Thank you, ladies.
There you go.
Look it off. Oh, wow.
And now, girls.
Oh, baby.
How about a beaver shot?
Hey, fantastic.
Home with her.
All right, girls.
Hey, wonderful.
Now, play with yourselves.
Now each other. Oh, and they're doing now each other. Wow. And okay, there ladies, now on.
There they
come. Yes.
Miss America.
Aren't they all beautiful?
Wonderful pieces of ass they are.
And any one of them, come on over.
Let's see, who do we agree on? We both have Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, that's a strong point of agreement there.
We both have Alicia Cuthbert.
Mm-hmm.
Cuthbert, excuse me. We both have Halle Berry.
Right.
Do we both have Ashley Judd?
Nope.
We don't.
You both don't have Faith Hill?
Nope.
You both have Catherine Zeta-Jones.
We do. We strongly agree on that. Mm-hmm. I believe Catherine Zeta-Jones was in both of our top five.
Right. Yep.
There you go.
And, man, it's a good list.
Good choices only.
A lot of hot women there.
There's your hottest women.
Very happy with those lists.
Everybody. Oh, number 10. Lisa Herndon.
Oh.
Good choice.
This is her last day as producer.
Not until tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, tomorrow.
What exactly do you think I'll be doing?
Tomorrow. I know, you're going to be a helper. When we come back from vacation, you're the helper.
Okay. What, is she going to wear an elf outfit or what?
Yeah. Is that she's the helper. No, she's going to be in the producer. Charlie and she are both.
She's in a maid's uniform. Is she, hey, you know, be a little something extra in your Christmas doggy if you can throw that on tomorrow.
Wear a maid's uniform.
Well, I mean, the classic one.
Yeah.
I know,
not like the kind from Sense and Sensibility.
Oh, you mean like a French maid's outfit?
Yes.
Right.
Kind of the yogurt commercial.
We got the speeding guy right next, right? Okay, now listen. This guy, what's his name, Lisa?
Alex Carroll.
Okay, we've had this guy on the show two or three times, and every time the guy's on the show, like, people call afterwards and say, please rerun the segment. The guy writes these books about how to get out of speeding tickets.
Right.
And I think that the deal today is you got some new book, again, Speeding Excuses That Work. And what is it today, Lisa? It's the things you carry in your glove compartment.
Actually, what it is it's a cheat sheet, and you will... Actually, you get this cheat sheet, you'll keep it in your car, in the console, and say you get pulled over, then you refer to it quickly, and it gives you excuses, and he's going to introduce that to us.
All right.
When you're caught speeding.
Fantastic.
Okay, we got to, look at this. People, will you get off our cases? Mike, you realize we have all these calls, people. Some people agree with us. Some people disagree with us.
You know we're
going to
take a little grief. You know we're going to get
We don't have time now. Mm-hmm. All of you, have some white pee. It's our list. Okay? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don, Joe Theismann. How you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
The Don and Mike Show. It's where food comes out. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we're just looking at the list of all the stuff we got to get to. Tomorrow's the last show before vacation for the holiday break.
Tomorrow is,
Mike.
Oh, man.
Maybe that press release will finally be out tomorrow.
Yeah, nobody tells me anything around here.
I know tomorrow on the show, I normally like keeping everything a secret, but I want to let you know. There's a lot of things people look forward to. We'll have the newsmaker of the week tomorrow.
Good.
Also, the annual telling of the Auntie Lola story tomorrow.
Yep.
A special Craig Wilson Christmas moment tomorrow.
Very good.
The annual telling of the Hamburger James story with Charlie Stuang Stavelak.
Hope he's up for it.
Tomorrow, Robbie will be dialing for Holiday Transvestites.
Wow. Very good.
And Black Peter.
The story of Black Peter.
Right. And calls to Amsterdam. Remember, he's half man, half ghost.
Yes, and puts children in a bag and takes them to Spain.
And because of all of that, we realize I'm just sitting here with Rob figuring out where we're going to put stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Bill O'Reilly montage.
Yes.
We'll do that today.
Very good.
We'll do that in just a second. Plus, we'll be giving away a camcorder from, I did this plug already, right?
Yes, you did.
From Best Buy, a digital camcorder. We'll give that away in a second. If you've been listening to the whole show today, and also tomorrow, money. Somebody wins $500 from LASIK Plus. Contact lenses are out. LASIK Plus is in. 1-800-LASIK-PLUS. Oh, and also tomorrow we'll give away all the money that's left in our budget.
Right.
I think we got like $400 left.
So that's serious money. Somebody will win it.
We give away every dime. Here is Alex Carroll. His website is cleandrivingrecord.com. He's written the book about how to get out of speeding tickets. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, my friend. We've had you on the show quite a few times. People always call. They want to know more from when you were on. We never have the answers. Today, a special holiday treat, a cheat sheet that you should keep in your car with you. When you see the red light, when you see the blue light, you immediately go to your cheat sheet to find the answer. Now, you know, I've busted your balls about this before, Alex. Do these really work?
Well, here's the story. I mean, the story is, I think as you guys know, I used to be a courier driver, and, you know, I got a bunch of tickets, and I actually ended up beating 8 out of 10 tickets when I was a courier driver. And so I wrote a book on how to beat them. And, but I had a contest running on my website, which actually is still running, and I gave away a free copy of that book, which is called Beat the Cops, every week to the person who submitted the best ticket story or excuse. So every single one of these stories, and we've gotten over 2,000 of them over the last couple of years, came from somebody who actually used it and actually worked for them. And so we just picked all the best ones and then created the new book, which is called Speeding Excuses That Work. And then this cheat sheet that I just created was I just went through and I took, like, bullet points of each one of the excuses and put them all on a one piece of paper so that, you know, when you get stopped, you know, you keep this thing in your center console, you pull it out, you scan it real quick for like 10 seconds, you pick the best one, and you stash the thing, and before the cop even gets out of his car, you've got your excuse ready.
For God's sakes, don't hand him that instead of the registration.
No. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Here's
of course,
one.
That reminds me of this guy one time who got stopped. He said, this is a great story. He was actually, he had a ticket that he was fighting, and he had my Beat the Cops book sitting in the passenger seat. And so he had all, he's like, there's a couple of pieces of paper sitting there, and he like threw them over the top to kind of cover up the book. And well, there were two cops that stopped him. One came up to the passenger side, one came up to the driver's side. And so they want his, you know, license and registration. So he's digging around in the glove box, he's got his license, but he can't find his registration. Well, it turns out his registration is one of the pieces of paper that's covering up my book.
Oh, my God.
So he finally has to, like, pull it off and uncover it, and the cop that's on the other side goes like, what is this? So he starts, he says, well, you know, I'm actually fighting another ticket. And he said they both, like, busted up laughing, and they let him go.
So your book is actually now on the excuse list.
It's not, but that was a great story.
All right, now, from this cheat sheet, I'm going to tell you a couple that Alex has, and you give me your feedback on them, everybody. These are the ones that I think would work the best, the ones I think are the most unrealistic.
Well, remember, they all depend on one situation
now,
or the next.
Here's one that if you had the time to actually get the apparatus, would work.
Is it bees?
No. No, it's not Chris Marley. But think about how ingenious this is. You get a diabetic ID bracelet. You can buy this at the drugstore.
Yeah, you get them on the internet, too.
You wear it. When the cop pulls you over, you say, show him it. You go, I'm a diabetic. I need my insulin shot.
Yeah, and you got an empty insulin bottle to go along with it, too.
Now, the only thing I would say about that is if you get a real hard ass, is he going to say, I'll take you to the hospital?
You know, every once in a while you'll get them, but, you know, in this particular case, needing insulin is not like a life and death situation. They'll follow you to the hospital in like really critical conditions. Like, okay, you stop a woman, she says she's pregnant, they'll escort you to the hospital.
Right.
You know, there's some of them that they'll escort you to the hospital, but, you know, if you think they're going to do that, I wouldn't go there.
All right, now, here's one where they wouldn't follow you to the hospital, Mike. How about this? You have an empty inhaler, and you tell the cop you've just had an asthma attack, and you're running home because you can't breathe.
Yeah.
Now, that's...
You know, it's...
That's
the
pretty good.
That would seem to me to be the ultimate bluff, and you know, you're... But yeah, really, how can any cop go against that? Because, I mean... The alternative, what, he either doesn't get to give you a speeding ticket, or what's the alternative? You turn blue and die at his feet?
Here is...
I know cops. Friends of mine that would probably say, yeah, okay, let him go.
Here's one that I've thought about using. Chasing a truck, that rocks were coming off the back of the truck, and the guy was a hazard. I was going fast to try to get his license number.
Well, it's the guy that...
I love that.
Takes it a step further. He has like a crack in his windshield. So he tells the cops, "You see that crack in my windshield? I was trying to catch up with the truck that just kicked up the car and the rock and cracked my windshield."
You know, I feel the same way whenever we have Alex on the show. That these are wonderful, but I kind of wish that we were just listening to him in a bar somewhere.
Now, here are some that are just for women and some that are just for men, which are fantastic. For a woman, I just fell down the stairs. I think my breast implant is leaking.
That's a great one. I think the greatest one, though, that we had the last time, and I've known people that have used this, is the menstruating one, right?
Oh, yeah, that one's definitely. And as a matter of fact, there were two cops who sent that in themselves and said if they ever stop a woman who, you know, tells them, you know, I'm so sorry, officer, but, you know, my cycle started early, and I normally carry a spare box of tampons. Actually, it's really good if you have an empty box of tampons. So you pull this thing out of the glove box and show it to the cop and say, I normally keep a spare box of tampons in the car, and look, it's empty. I'm so sorry.
Now, here you go. Here's one for men or women. Hmm. Now, who would have the guts to say this? I'm bleeding rectally. I'm heading for the doctor, and then offer to show the cop.
And what's really sick is it was a guy who sent that one out.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Well, I've actually used that one, but it wasn't faking it.
Now, here's one for women. I'm bleeding. I think I'm having a miscarriage.
Yeah, now,
oh,
if you're a younger woman, that one's definitely... Now, but that one runs the risk.
Right.
That one does kind of run the risk of getting you followed to the hospital.
All right, now.
Yeah, and
now,
boy, are you in trouble if they find out.
Well, you know, it's funny because of the people who said, yeah, the cop actually did follow me to the hospital, that the cops follow them to, like the registration, like where they go into the emergency room, and then they let them go from there.
All right, now, here's one that I don't know if you would think that this would work. Apparently it has worked for someone. My dog's at the pound, and the dog is about to be zapped.
Well, here's the story behind that. The guy that used that one, evidently their dog, Boomer, as he referred to him, had been missing for like a week. And, you know, the kids were all, you know, distraught over it. And it turns out that one of their friends was down at the pound looking for a dog to adopt. And it turns out that they saw their dog down there. And so he got a call from his wife that said, you know, it turns out that our dog's down at the pound. Well, he's scheduled to be put down today. And, you know, I need you to get down there and pick him up as soon as possible. And, you know, it definitely worked for him.
So a lot of these come out of true situations. Right?
Most of these are, I mean, I would say that 95% of these all happen to people at least once.
Well, here's another one.
And then they just keep reusing them after
that. You say this to a cop. You're doing 75. Officer, I just got treated for genital warts.
Oh, I love this one.
I'm hurrying to the drugstore to get cream to cool them down, and then you're supposed to have a brochure with you about genital warts to show the cop.
Well, that was this guy, he just got treated, and so he literally had just come from the clinic, and the doctor had given him the brochure, you know, and the prescription to go to the drugstore to get this cream and so on and so forth, and he, like, goes to show it to the cop, and he's like, the cop didn't even want to touch it.
That's funny.
Get out of here.
Now, here's one that I think for a woman might work. My husband is cheating on me. I found my husband cheating.
Yeah, and the story that she did on that one, just to kind of add to it, was that, you know, she got off work a little early and she just came home, and she found her husband, you know, in their bedroom with another woman, And she was just completely... And, you know, women can do this. Guys can't really get away with this so much, but women can just... They know how to get hysterical.
All right, but now what?
Yeah, they can really turn on the waterworks.
Yeah, they really can. And if you do that, there's just no way a cop's going to write you a ticket.
Here's one more from the other side, from a man's perspective. They say, my girlfriend just told me she's pregnant. Her dad will kill me.
Yeah, now that works if you're a young guy.
You're a young guy. Now, what about the last one I'll give you is, now it says, missing tooth?
Oh, God.
Keep spare in car. Tell cop you sneezed and knocked it out on the steering wheel, and you're rushing home to get ice on it.
This is for all your toothless listeners out there.
How you doing? So you got to give me a break. I'd really appreciate ye.
So that one actually worked.
That was a guy, I swear to God. That was so funny. Yeah, I guess he's missing a tooth or two. But he told the cop, he said, you know, I was told that if I got this tooth on ice, you know, before it, like, went dead, that they could actually save it and put it back in.
Wow. All right, Alex, they're screaming at me to do a break, but I'm seeing here the last thing I want to mention. If you dress as a priest, you will not get a ticket. Also, if you carry a stethoscope and have a white lab coat in your car,
yep,
doctors and nurses never get tickets. Is that true?
That is definitely true. In fact, are we going to come back after the break, or are we wrapping up?
No, we're done. We're running low today. Short.
The story behind that is he was a traveling salesman and for a pharmaceutical company, and he got so many tickets that he finally decided to get this whole priest's outfit. And every time he'd go out driving on a sales call, he'd dress up as a priest. He'd got a Bible in the back seat and a God is my co-pilot.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And his final comment was, he says, I don't know what it's going to do for me when I get to the pearly gates, but it sure has cleaned up my driving record.
That's right. Fantastic.
Alex, we want to have you back on when we have more time. You go to cleandrivingrecord.com.
Yep, and now if your listeners mention your show, they get this cheat sheet. When they get both of my books, the Beat the Cops and the Speeding Excuses to Work, they get this Speeding Excuses cheat sheet free along with their books, but they got to mention your show.
And call 1-800-3-CAN-WIN. Alex, yep. Carroll. Alex, we'll have you on in the first part of the new year. Have a good holiday.
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, guys, take it easy.
All right, bye-bye.
That's some fun stuff. And we could talk to him for 3 hours.
Fascinating.
He really is a funny guy.
And a lot of them are real easy ones. Like, think about this one. Carry water bottle. Dump water in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the cop you have bladder problems.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You know, it's amazing.
It might just work.
And the thing is, he said, 90% of these come out of real legitimate circumstances that happened, and then the people just continue to use them.
Now, thank you, Alex Carroll. That's cleandrivingrecord.com. I wish we had more time with him. We don't. We do have a digital camcorder to give away.
All right.
Give caller 100 the shot of that right now. But only if you've been listening to the whole show today.
Every bit.
I'll tell you specifically, I'm going to ask a question about the Dennis Murphy segment. And if you've been listening to the whole show and you think you know what was going on, call now. Call 1-800-877-365-3636. Answer the simple question. Win the camcorder from Best Buy and the Bill O'Reilly Christmas montage straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're not only bastards, they're tasteless bastards. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right. Thanks, Guns N' Roses. Thanks a lot. Nice concert last night. Nice. Thanks, Axel. Just cancel.
Yeah. Hey ho!
Douchebag.
Hey ho!
I had a lot of friends that were going to go to that show last night.
Sure.
And there's not been rescheduled, at least here in D.C.
Any real reason given yet?
No. I mean, just couldn't make it on time. I don't know. Guns N' Roses just canceled last night at MCI Center. I don't know. Are they still on for Philly Buzz?
No. In fact, the entire tour is canceled now. Their show Friday in Philadelphia didn't come off because Axl didn't show up, and there were 14,000 angry people outside.
Jesus Christ.
A couple of fist fights.
When we were going to Atlantic City, I was listening to YSP, and I heard they're banging the hell out of this. Oh. You know, the biggest Guns N' Roses giveaway ever.
Absolutely. I mean, that is, you know, it's lawyer time, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Put out a press release about that. caller 100 time. Here we go. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, is it still doing the contest?
Yeah, we're still doing it. What's your name?
Paul.
Where are you from, Paul?
Sacramento.
All right. Now, again, we're not holding that against you, Mike.
Huh? No. Not at all.
No, don't look at him in that tone of voice. Come on.
I'm not. I'm with you. Am I a team player?
Now, Paul.
Yes.
Have you been listening to the whole show?
Yes, I have.
Did you listen carefully to Dennis's segment?
Yes, I did.
I need to know the gifts that Dennis gave to me and gave to Mike.
He gave you a 49ers pullover.
Correct.
And he gave Mike a travel bag that was $10 more than Rob's.
He's got it.
There's the winner.
That's
right
detailed
there.
Listening right there.
Nicely done, my friend.
Very good.
Look
Thank
at
you,
that.
Donna Mike.
Look at that. Sacramento shining through.
How about that? A fantastic winner from Sacramento.
And you, my friend, have won a digital camcorder from the producers, one of the most hysterical comedies. I said like that on purpose. Motion picture industry.
It's hysterical.
How it's spelled.
I know. Look, you make an occasional faux pas. I'm not going to criticize you. That would make me a hypocrite.
Hey, congratulations on your contract. I've been a listener for a long time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know, wait till the press release comes out. Because remember, we're just making it up.
You know what? I've thought of another excuse, too, if you're getting stopped for speeding.
Yeah.
You could say you're on your way to have a hysterectomy. Sorry. I'm done.
Well, what if you have bad key jeans?
Yeah, that's it.
You're a digital camcorder courtesy of Best Buy. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Donna Mike.
All right. Thanks for listening in Sacramento. Now, we're going over the list of tomorrow's show, which will be the last show of the year, jam-packed with Christmas stuff.
Right.
We won't have time for this tomorrow. We'll do it today. For the last 3 weeks, we've been doing the Bill O'Reilly moment every day, and now, in a special montage presentation, Rob and I will furiously go through these tapes.
They're all individual tape cartridges.
As we present to you a Bill O'Reilly Christmas celebration. Bill!
Michael, what say you?
Hi, Bill.
Huh? What happened to mine?
What say you, Donald?
There you go. Then you go.
Michael, what say you?
I say hi.
And now, let Bill begin.
Your oral. My doctor, he said I can have it. We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me. I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z. Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore. Four German guys leap over the counter and pound me. I'm sorry I raped that lady. Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people, and drink. So if I said I never did drugs, that would mean I lied.
A lie.
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that. I'm going to be in a porno movie. If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it. God, I'm senile here. I'm a karma kind of guy. I'm an Eastern kind of guy, a wind chime kind of guy. That's me. You know, I'm going to sleep with Trixie tonight. As they say in the hood, I'm down with that. Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
What's going to stop me from coming in with a load of heroin, setting up a little stand, and selling it to anybody who wants to come through? I smoke marijuana every other day. I busted my butt. Look, I'm going to take drugs if I want to, and I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. And if my little 10-year-old daughter's there when I'm high, I don't care.
Would that be it?
That's it. Merry Christmas.
That's the Bill O'Reilly Christmas montage.
Wow.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Josh from Glen Burnie.
Hello, Josh.
What's up with this weather? What's up with these forecasters?
You know, we've not even touched it today because, well, we were so into the weather last week.
Right. Yeah.
What is it now? They're predicting an ice storm?
Yeah, it's 100% chance of precipitation tomorrow. Started between 4 and 7 a.m., continue through noon or 1 p.m., but even when it changes over to rain, just rain, after the freezing rain in the morning, even just the rain in the afternoon when it hits the frozen pavement will freeze, so tomorrow's going to be a mess, especially the morning commute.
Hey, hey, guys, what about the people coming to the stores all the time?
What about what?
I try to get a pack of smokes. You know, if you're going to get snowed in, you need your smokes.
Oh, Josh, you're an idiot.
Not your milk and bread.
Oh, Josh. All right, you're Josh. Such an idiot.
Goodbye, Josh.
Now, Josh?
Hello?
Josh?
Hey, how about them Ravens, baby?
You're an idiot, Josh.
Goodbye, hey, Josh. Hey, you an idiot, you dumbass.
Goodbye, Josh.
Josh, the idiot's calling.
Josh?
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 It's time for Buzz.
Yeah. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Barabosa.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
That's me.
He made it up.
There's my man. So what's new, Slick?
Today, TV star arrested for assaulting a woman.
Oh, no.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know him?
Well, you might. You might
okay.
not.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
news and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike. It's not Chuck Wooler, is it?
No.
Okay. That was very...
professional, Josh.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
With moods as dark as Cabernet, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Have our buzzing news. Buzzy brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often.
You've never seen a white person before.
Viramax. Center health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX.
You're kidding.
Let me mention tomorrow on the show. I got to get this read in buzz tomorrow. We're giving away an HP PhotoSmart digital camera.
Ooh.
And an HP PhotoSmart printer.
I have that printer. It's fantastic.
It allows you to print photos from your camera without even using a computer.
I actually have that printer separate from the computer at a different spot, and I mean, it is great. I've given people like 8x10s of myself.
Join HP's 53-foot mobility truck at Office Depot on Shady Grove Road in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday noon till 5 for your chance to test out the HP digital imaging products. And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Thanks for the picture, by the way, Mike. Actor Tom Sizemore, who plays the detective in the CBS series Robbery Homicide Division.
Oh, he's a wild man. Anyway, he went out with that, what's her name?
Yeah, and who is that?
Heidi Fleiss.
Heidi Fleiss, ah.
He is like Randy Quaid on steroids, don't
yeah,
you think?
Yeah. He's a total maniac. I mean, who would date Heidi Fleiss, if you're big, Rob raises his hand.
Hi, Heidi. Well, now Tom's been arrested for allegedly hitting his girlfriend. The woman told police Sizemore threatened her, punched her in the face, and threw her to the ground after they had a romantic encounter.
Has anybody just stopped to thank him? No, I know it's Tom Sizemore.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she just wouldn't listen.
I could be.
The 41-year-old was booked on misdemeanor battery charges and released on $2,500 bail.
Has anyone gotten his side of the story?
He'll be back in court. Well, they will when he goes back to court January 8th. If they don't buy his story, he could face up to a year in jail and have to pay a $2,000 fine.
Oh, man. Where's the justice?
Well, his lawyer says this is nothing more than a shakedown and that he's confident it will all just go away.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There he is. Britney Spears apparently has a stalker.
Nice bush.
Hi. How you doing?
She's not you. She's asked for a restraining order against a 41-year-old Japanese man she says has been stalking her for the past 3 months. That's him.
Translate.
Yeah.
I want to cover her.
Mm-hmm.
with white pee.
My man, your favorite.
Tracked and attempted to contact is the way the complaint reads.
She could work at a titty bar. I'm not pussy whipped.
Wow.
Look, it's Britney. Look at me.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You took a deep breath before this news, didn't you?
It's okay.
You got your game on for this news. Man. Tracked and attempted to contact her at her home in L.A. as White well pee. As her second residence and one of her parents' homes. The 21-year-old says he refused to leave when he was ordered off the property. She says she's gotten photos of the guy along with notes that say, I'm chasing you. Oh, dear. Brittany is asking that Masahiko Shizawa of Yokohama, Japan, be kept at least 1,000 feet away from her at all times.
Chasing you.
Chasing you.
Hello,
Brittany.
And that he not contact her in any way.
Brittany Spears.
Why so chasing you?
You know, we like to keep track of sex trends here and around the world, so the latest... You do. Oh, well, yes, I do. Mm. When I say we, I mean, of course, me. Right. So the latest FHM magazine comes in pretty handy.
Ass play.
Its survey says 2/3 of all German women have had sex with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Even though only 16% of them have ever had a threesome. This is interesting.
I
just like the whole concept. In Brazil... First German.
We're stuck on Germany for a second.
Many Germans moved to Brazil.
Ass play.
In Brazil, 38% of the women report having threesomes involving two other women. 12% of Brazilian women say they've had sex with animals.
Hey,
other
sluts.
Other fun facts to know and share. 25% of Japanese women own sex toys measuring 12 inches or more in length.
Oh, it's so big.
33%.
No white pee come out of it.
No. 33% of Italian women say they have paid for sex. Yeah. And 54% of Swedish women say they don't consider baiting a stranger cheating.
Well,
really? Yeah.
That got our attention.
Hello.
Who wants to move to Sweden?
Oh, hey, it's
Sweden.
Vacation time.
Or the Swiss Miss. Baby.
Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
Hold on. We'll be right back. Hold on.
This is Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Operating under the Jolly Directive, the Don and Mike Show.
And once again, look at that, with plenty of time to spare.
Yeah.
Here's Buzz, who already has his coat on. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Sort of like being suspended from school, Guns N' Roses have been told not to bother with what would have been their first tour in nearly 10 years.
Sucks.
The concert promoter Clear Channel stopped the tour after the band canceled Friday's concert in Philadelphia.
It's been a bad month for them.
14,000 angry people were turned away from First Union Center because Axl Rose never showed up. That resulted in fights and vandalism.
I know another major act that turned down Clear Channel recently.
Yes, I do too. Hi. The tour started less than a month ago with Axl skipping the first show in Vancouver. That resulted in a riot. His no-show was explained with the words, health reasons. But fans say Axl is eccentric to the point of needing a shrink to coax him onto stage. He's also put on a lot of weight.
Oh, that's not good when you're like an emaciated rocker and you gain the weight.
And his suspiciously smooth face has started Botox rumors.
Wow. Now, all I know about the other people that were going to work with Clear Channel. I know it was the reason that they didn't end up that's right. Clear Channel didn't offer enough money.
Maybe that was the problem.
That's what. Maybe it's a similar problem with Guns N' Roses. Maybe they just didn't get enough money.
Hey, you know, stranger things have happened. You'd never have guessed it from his songs, but Eminem is back with his ex-wife, Kim. That's what his grandma is telling the New York Post, anyway.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
In fact, she says Kim has moved back into M's suburban Detroit mansion. Quoting Grandma, I think Marshall is very happy about it.
Marshall. It's funny when you hear him called Marshall.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Granny says the couple might have gotten back together sooner if
Kim hadn't had a baby by another man 5 months ago.
No, he's not retarded.
Or maybe it was his tattoo that reads, Kim rot in pieces.
Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
Or his lyrics, Dada make a nice bed for mommy at the bottom of the lake.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
I've never heard of the band Nympho Matriarchs, but the name and their latest project intrigue me.
Oh, man, I like that.
Bandmates Aaron Funk and Rachel Kozak have recorded the sounds of them having sex together, and they plan to remix them into an all-sex sounds CD. A website says the recording will include the sounds of oral, anal, bondage, caning, spanking,
caning,
and something to create drum sounds called microphone insertion.
No, well, it's too bad that didn't come out like a little before. You know, we had advance notice, we could get you that for Christmas.
It'd be wonderful.
If only we'd known. The battle between Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono is heating up again. It started with his recent live album Back in the U.S. On it, he credits 19 Beatles songs to Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
We still have that alarm?
Instead of the traditional Lennon / McCartney, oh, the Yoko alarm.
It just went off.
I hear it.
Oh, there's the Yoko alarm.
You see, whenever the name Yoko Ono is mentioned...
Yeah. Let me scratch that out.
Don't worry. It doesn't get too much worse than that.
Are you sure?
No, I was wrong.
Paul immediately... My God.
This is not a goof.
That's her.
Really, Yoko Ono.
Singing, making her art.
Jesus Christ. John, what were you doing, man?
I mean, really. You can hear us. If you can hear us, John.
Johnny, what were you thinking, man?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Painful.
You know, it's like the Dennis CD. When you haven't heard it for a while, it gets funny all over again.
Still about a Christmas.
Oh, my God.
I don't ever think we've gone this deep into the song.
No.
We've always just cut it off right at the very beginning.
Fantastic.
Well, instead of the traditional Lennon / McCartney, he credited the songs on his new album, Paul McCartney and John Lennon. Paul immediately heard from her lawyer. He tells Rolling Stone...
Hey, Howard, there's your John. Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
The lawyer tells Rolling Stone that what Paul did is, quote, absolutely inappropriate because it violates an agreement between the two songwriters. Paul says that's incorrect. He says the agreement he made with Lennon in the 60s was that they could switch the names whenever they felt like it. Which we can't ask John now. In sports?
You know, it's Lennon McCartney. I mean, really, in all seriousness.
It's always been Lennon McCartney.
Well, what's he doing?
He's changing it to the way he likes it, and John's not here to object.
I don't like that.
Hello.
Neither does... What's her name?
Hello.
Paul, I don't like that. I don't like what you're doing. I mean, wait,
hello.
Really, wait, what do you have to say about that? I don't like that, and I know a lot of people don't like...
Thank you, Paul, for giving me the line I wanted.
In sports, Pete Rose and baseball's Bud Selig have reportedly been talking about reinstating Rose.
Bud Light.
ESPN.com says they met about this 2 weeks ago. The Cincinnati TV station says Rose's former teammate might have.
Wow. I don't know what that means.
It was shocking. I know what it means.
Okay.
Back I'll tell you later. Singing in the dead of night.
Excuse me, white bee.
Me white bee. Now, and I can't say that.
Mm. Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, really?
Welcome.
Right. Welcome.
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 Welcome to my world.
Anyway, Major League Baseball won't
drink
comment.
My WP. Censor that.
And finally,
BM Eaters.
It was Snap, Crackle, and Pot at a high school fundraiser in Westerville, Ohio. A student has been suspended for bringing the Rice Krispie treats that contained marijuana.
Oh, dear.
Nobody noticed at first because the treats also contained candy sprinkles, which helped disguise the green bits. The pot lacing was discovered after a student who ate the treats complained of a stomach ache. I'm Buzz Burbank. On the Don and Mike Show.
No. We gotta go. We will see everybody tomorrow for the last show of the year.
All right.
That's it. Gotta go. Until then, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
DTWP.
D.
Drink the.
Right.
Thank you.
Rob? Can you?
You know.
No.
No.
Okay. BM. Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer
has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.